This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And shout out to Ashley, whoever you are. Ashley won tickets to see Kendrick Lamar at Oracle Park in May. So shout out to Ashley. We couldn't find you, but
hopefully you got the you had your phone on.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we read your phone number right. Big game tonight for the Sacramento Kings in Dallas. No Anthony Davis. Ooh. Anthony Davis out weeks with a left abductor strain, and I believe, and this could happen today, because I think I read something this morning. Anthony Davis was getting evaluated today. Surgery is an option. A surgical procedure for AD ends his season.
Damn, man.
We'd like to remind you, Nico Harrison can't even show up to the arena right now. There was a protest with like 1,000 people. I don't know if there's ever been a trade, like a protest trade before, or a trade protest before.
Right.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Yeah, that's tough. And you know, usually I look at stuff like that and it's like, what are you guys doing for? But that's all they can do, you know, in this situation. That's where it should stop. You know, all the other stuff that we've heard about the death threats and the threats to Nico and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful look. And those people should be condemned for their actions, whoever's out there doing that. But, you know, they just traded away the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They just traded away I don't know how many nights of, you know, some of the best basketball you'll ever see.
Yep.
And they want to protest for the rest of the season out in front of the AAC, as they like to call it. Then by all means, man, that's all they can do. You know, just voice their displeasure in that way, because he's gone. He ain't coming back. And who knows if you're ever going to see somebody that talented again in Dallas.
And you might not even see the guy you traded for him this year.
Mm.
Oh, what a...
He was playing really well that night, that day, too, in that game with the Rockets, when that happened.
Oh, when he got... Yeah.
He was playing really well.
He left.
Really
well. Yeah, I remember he left holding his... He was essentially holding his side, walked to the locker room, and, man, that's tough. It's tough for Anthony Davis. It's tough for the Dallas Mavericks. We posed a question earlier. Would DeMontis Sabonis take Anthony Davis's place? Another potential theory as to why we saw Trae Young announced in place for Giannis. Giannis is out, I think, like 10 to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Trae Young was announced as his replacement on the All-Star team today. Another possible reason why we might not have Anthony Davis's replacement yet is we might just want to give Trae the day. Let him have the day, and you announce the next one tomorrow.
Yeah.
My theory is they called Domas, and Domas said no.
I wonder how that happened.
I didn't even think about it, though. What you said is right. You just have to drive. Someone will drive you to San Francisco. You do all of the stuff you need to do. Right. And then, like, doesn't he? He has a house in Napa.
Yeah,
That's
what you
could sleep at home.
I was thinking Napa instead of Sacramento.
Yeah,
like,
you just
that's
sleep
where
at home.
Go for the All-Star break, yeah. Man. Send a sprinter over. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Maybe even give me a bag or two.
You could do it. You're going to All-Star weekend. You could just pick Domas up.
You could do it.
I don't want to go to All-Star weekend, man.
You could do it still.
I don't want to do that. We need a game plan on what we're doing because I don't want to do this. You know what made me not? I'm telling you, Friday night. Friday night. Yep. You know
did
where
you
I'm
stay out there?
No. Oh. That's what I was going to say. Friday
I
night.
Either. I didn't either.
After Key Sweat and John B, that long ass drive from San Jose, I'm somewhere near Vacaville. Like, I ain't going to All-Star weekend.
The crazy thing.
I ain't driving back and forth between here and San Francisco, like, with nothing to do, with no game plan.
The crazy thing is you had another hour, basically, like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And I was already like, bro, this is crazy. You had another 45 minutes to go.
It's probably 35 to 40 minutes. Brutal. Man, like, you think, like, okay, I'm not sleepy. It's fine. Get there. You start like talking to yourself like you're good, like you okay, Davis, you good, Dixon, like it's fine. Oh, there's the skyline. You all right? Just don't miss the merger now because the weird turnoff to Reno is just this weird thing because of construction, and if you miss it, you're screwed. All right, just okay, I missed it. Oh crap, no, there's an entrance. Got it. All right, I got it. I'm off. There's IKEA's. No, we're fine. Then you realize like your depth perception starts to be off.
Yeah.
And man, it's like, oh my God. And all I could think of is, I'm not doing this next weekend.
I'm not doing it either. I got to stay out there.
Unless I have a plan as to what we're doing. If Domas goes and we got to go, you know, do stuff, okay, yeah. Maybe. Other than that, man, it's you and James Sam.
I got to stay out there, man. I don't care if I'm staying at the
pick up my
Easy 8 Motel. Well, I'm staying.
Well, Easy 8 Motel All-Star Weekend probably costs $400.
there was hotels when it was in L.A. when I was out there. That hotel is like in Inglewood, before Inglewood was what it is right now. That was like $300 a night. Mm. Literally Easy 8 Motel. I was like, are you crazy? And do you know where you're at? Like, this is ridiculous. But, yeah. Key Sweat is the man, too, by the way.
Key Sweat can go. He's nasty. Key Sweat is a nasty old man.
Key Sweat is so funny. Key Sweat. I laughed so much with Key Sweat.
Key Sweat was doing a lot on stage. And I love, I'm standing, someone next to me goes, I think he's drunk. Maybe 5 minutes later, the girl brings his cognac out and goes, I call the light skin. They be saying I'm drunk out here, but I ain't drunk. And he takes his thing and it's like, oh man. Okay.
I think he was sober on Friday. I think he was too. That's just Key Sweat.
He just has like pelvic gestures through the whole show. Like, Keith is wild.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see Key Sweat anytime he's in the area. That guy's hilarious.
And he's hella funny. And he can still perform.
Yeah. Yeah. So when he first started, he just did like three straight songs. And I told Jazz, I said, man, he ain't even talking to us. And sure enough, he ended that song. Then he just started talking all night. Mm-hmm. And then the way he was singing, I was like, I could sing like Key Sweat. Because it was just that. And then he started getting his bag. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. Yeah. He can actually sing pretty well.
Speaking of can't do that, like, I heard John B. singing away. I ain't never heard John B. sing.
Man. He got the deep baritones a couple times that I wasn't prepared for.
I was like, he does not.
That's my boy.
That is not cool. Relax.
That's my boy, John B. He did his thing.
We were off in that little area we were standing in.
I was in the seats. I was in the seats.
Bro, okay, which of the two of us posted a video from stage? I never stepped foot on stage. Not once. You did. You don't even work there.
You don't even work there.
You was on stage. I was on stage.
I was in the seats, bro. What
okay.
You talking about, man?
You're over here lying to everybody. We was over here and the girl next to me goes, hey, who's that? I look over. And I'm like, squinching. And I'm like, he's got an earpiece in. I was like, That's John B. He was just standing there watching was it Ready for the World?
They had like three songs that I didn't know.
Bro.
I didn't know that the songs they had.
The lead singer for Ready for the World had the greatest exit in history. My man up here, was it? I think they ended with Sheila, right?
Yeah.
So he has the jacket on. Oh, I wish I. So I'm gonna use my bag as a jacket. So he has the jacket on, right? And he's like, you know, oh, see, thank you. And he turns. He just turns around, hella, rips his jacket off, and just.
No, he did. That's exactly what he did. Until he literally walked out, man. He done turned around, walked out, stormed off the stage. I thought he was mad.
He had that old black man walk. Bro.
Hey, they did their thing.
I was dying.
I wasn't familiar with their game. To be honest, like by the name of the group. Like I didn't know that. And then they had like three songs. I told you, this is them? Are they like covering something? They're like, no, this is their song. I didn't know.
Oh, wow. You sleeping. Yeah. One of the groups I was most excited to see was Ready for the World.
Yeah, I didn't.
Were you there?
I knew the songs, but I didn't know it was them.
Were you there for Evelyn Champagne King?
I did. She had two songs that I didn't know were hers.
Man, when she went into the Sam Cooke joint, though.
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Yeah.
Lord is my shepherd.
I had no idea. I wasn't familiar with the game.
Yeah, that was a fun show. That was a fun show. Heat Wave was up there a little too long.
Well.
Look, sing Always and Forever and get the hell out. Keep it moving.
That was my song too, man.
They're like, hey, the iPad's not working. Like, bro, just go without it. Like, you're literally taking John B's time. Like, will you go? And then the Force MDs went late.
Now, that's the one, well, I wasn't there for, but
like,
when I heard what happened,
ass off stage?
I said, wait a minute.
It's always the opening acts that go too long. Like, it's always like they like, what are they going to do? We up here. We're going to get our new song in. Force MDs ain't made a song in 30 years. They're going to try it out in front of the crowd. Man.
Oh, man. Good times. But
that's fine.
Moral of the story is, yeah, if I go, which I'm gonna go, but I gotta stay.
You have to stay.
I can't
drive
back. That was crazy. And then to think like, oh, I gotta drive back the next day.
Traffic gonna be bananas.
I gotta stay. I don't know where I'm gonna be. I don't know if I'm being Newark, Santa.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clara, Emeryville, somewhere, but I can't drive back and forth.
Most definitely.
That can't happen.
My sister does live out here.
Oh, come on. There you go. There you go. Well, she in the city?
Nah, she's in
I think you said San Carlos. Oh, San Carlos.
Yeah, but it was right past San Mateo, right before Palo Alto. It's like a 30-minute drive to the city.
Yeah.
Not bad. It beats driving home.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We'll come back. There was a trade that didn't go through.
Wow.
Don't see that very often.
Wow.
And is Joel Embiid's season about to end?
Mm.
Weird story involving a Lisa Salter report yesterday. We'll talk about that. And is Patrick Mahomes' status as the greatest of all time now in question?
Yeah.
Well, Kenny just tricked off 30 minutes of programming right there. We'll be back with D'Lo and Casey.
Exotic.
A real pleasant commercial break where we just discussed cars taking over and the world coming to an end.
Transformers is coming to life, people.
Everybody hopping that Waymo on
All-Star weekend.
Yeah, hopping that Waymo.
Again, I've heard they're perfectly pleasant.
The homie was just in one the other day. He was sending me the video. He's like, I'm tripping out, but got where I needed to get.
I remember talking to a couple the last time I was in San Francisco. They were saying the same thing. They were like, yeah, when you first, because one had just drove by while I was standing outside the hotel. I was like, that's, wow. Like, yeah, no, we took one yesterday. It's jarring at first, but in the end, it's perfectly fine.
What do you do if, like, you get in an accident, like, while you're in it, like, someone bumps into the back of it or whatever?
Yeah, do you leave?
Like, yeah.
Like, this ain't got nothing to do with me.
Do I need to grab the insurance or what's happening here?
I have nothing to do with it. I have no idea. There has to be instructions for
that. Do I get my money back as well? How fast is the next ride?
It's trippy, man. Being in that thing feels trippy. I don't know when I'm going to take one.
This weekend. Take one this weekend.
Maybe. Because trying to get from
traffic out there going to be
trying to get from the arena to, you know, other festivities or something like that, or vice versa.
Everything's got to be pretty condensed, though, right? Are they doing anything in Oakland?
They are. They're doing stuff on Friday night. Like the Rising Stars is in Oakland, Celebrity Games in Oakland. So that's a little problematic. But the arena is still, like, just for instance, they'll be all over, like, downtown San Francisco. But if you wanted to do something in Union Square, the arena is not close to Union Square.
Not, right.
Like, not where you could walk.
Yeah.
So you'll have to drive and park somewhere.
Just another reason why that arena stinks.
Well, you're not wrong.
It's honestly bad. It's really bad.
I was surprised by San Jose, the Shark Tank. It wasn't as old and desolate as I thought it might be. That's an old arena.
It is old. It is, it just looks like an old arena.
It looks better than the Oakland arena.
Oh, it looks way better than the Oakland arena.
Yeah.
It's just in a really weird area. It's like, where am I going? And then all of a sudden you make this left turn and you're like, oh.
The Shark Tank.
There it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do at Chase Center at the dental office. I'll check it out, though.
Probably going to hit some nice decorations for All-Star and stuff.
Don't go get something to eat while something's going on. You won't see nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Don't make the wrong right turn. You'll be
stuck in a hallway for an hour, and it is a hallway.
Hey, guys.
Carpet. You're, like, walking through this, like, carpeted hallway.
What if we just built an arena where you walk, you can't even see the place where they're playing basketball? We just block
what
it off completely.
What if we build the least patron-friendly arena imaginable? Say less, Joe. Say less.
We got you. Now, I'm not going
to
say
also, anything. Don't go to the left when you get there, because you'll just run into a wall. It's the only arena perhaps in history, that has a wall. Don't go to the left.
And then you're just stuck.
And then you're just stuck.
Just stuck like Austin Powers.
You can go to a hallway on the concourse, a hallway just above the concourse, or a hallway way above the concourse. Or great. You can walk into a goddamn wall.
This is great. No, this is great. This is a great way to do things here in 2022, whenever they built it. Now, not in defense of the dental office, but more so in praise of Golden One. That concept that you talk about, Jesse, I think that's kind of exclusive to the Golden One. That's what kind of separate, because I don't think the Intuit Dome has that type of aspect where you're in the Golden One Center and you're on the concourse and it's open. You can see the entire arena still, inside the arena. I don't know. Somebody could tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know if there's any other arenas like that.
Yeah, well, at least in the other
arenas. That are closed?
That are open, right?
I think they're all open now, aren't they?
I don't think. Well, this one was just built. I don't think the Intuit Dome is.
Really?
Yeah. And
Orlando's open.
Orlando's open. Okay,
I think is State Farm. I think Atlanta's open.
Maybe.
I think you can see. I think in
If you're walking the concourse around them, yeah, you can still see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have that big
forum is.
Oh, I don't either.
See, those arenas though, it feels like, all right, I got to get to my seat to get to the basketball game. I might chase, and it's like, I got to get to my hotel room when you're trying to get through.
I'm really surprised the Intuit Dome isn't opened.
Yeah, like we talked about, it's 2025 now. Why wouldn't you do that? But crypto isn't like that. But crypto's an older arena. But yeah, I think that's crypto that's one of the endearing aspects of Golden One Center. I was just always blown away when you walk through the doors and mm-hmm. it's just all right there mm-hmm. for you. Oh my goodness, I'll never forget when I walked through those doors for the first time. I was like, this is what we've been missing.
Basketball 2.0.
Benzito brings up a good point in the chat. Is the Golden One Center the only place where it feels like you're climbing Mount Everest if you're sitting in the 200s?
Well, that one is dangerous. So. That one is dangerous.
Yeah, here's your harness. Get to your seat, please.
From what I was just having here's a conversation with, you know, it might have been. It might have been the Intuit Dome. I was talking to one of the young artists who came through for KSFM a couple of weeks ago. His parents came with him. He does a lot at Clipper games. And I had asked him, have you been to the new spot yet? He's like, yeah, been there a couple of times. He does a lot there. We've walked it and yeah. And I swear it was the Intuit Dome. He was like, yeah, them steps are steep. I was like, oh, hey.
Welcome to
Sacramento. hey, we can relate. No, we can relate. But I think he said the Intuit Dome is steep. And then, you know, we had the discussion about how you do that to keep mm-hmm. the noise inside. Whereas mm-hmm. if you build out, mm-hmm. the noise can kind of travel a little bit. But if you build up, It stays down.
They built up all right. Them things go straight up. This isn't funny, man. It's not funny, but I always think about, and it's only funny because I guess nobody got seriously hurt. But I think about the Paul McCartney concert when they said people were people fell a couple rows.
So
come on.
So I went to the Paul McCartney was first. No Mercy was the second.
Oh,
WWE was second.
Yeah,
and I had an extra pair of tickets that were pretty good, so I walked all the way to the top. I found this man and his son, and it's like, hey, you want these two tickets for the lower level? And they're like, yeah. So I handed them to him. Go, you guys enjoy. And I watched them. They were skipping down the stairs, and I go to turn, and I'm like, oh. And all I could think of was Mankind in that halftime heat match where he just started rolling down the stairs. So I'm literally like, step, 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 yeah,
take
step.
Your time.
Man, I can't imagine how ridiculous I looked walking
take
down those stairs.
Your time.
Because I hadn't been up there. That was my first time. That was my first legitimate time in the arena.
Yeah.
I had never been up there before. That was the last time. I've never been back up there.
I've been up there a couple of times.
Mm-mm. Yeah, liar. Do lying. Oh, you gave your tickets away too?
No,
I'm doing up there. Up there.
Those
were the tickets that were given to
you. You had to go see the poors who couldn't.
No, those were the tickets that were given to me. So I went to the seats.
Oh, you definitely got them. Definitely got them here.
No cup holders up there either. You're just kind of fighting for your life in those seats.
That's facts.
The no cup holders controversy is one of the most...
That's disrespect, to be honest. Give me a cup holder at least.
It's one of the most I'm from Sacramento things ever. The no cup holder controversy.
This is ridiculous. This arena's an F. No cup holders up there.
I remember Carmichael Dave did like a week's worth of shows about the cup holders.
People were upset about
what a moment.
They were upset. Damn. Oh, man. Love the G1 seat, though. But yeah, it's, you know, it's the best arena in the game. I haven't been to Orlando. I hear people say great things about Milwaukee. Into a dome looks great. People have their qualms about it, but it looks great. But I think for basketball, there was one of the muses. It was Levine Muse, who is on Twitter, and he was talking about watching games in Sacramento now. And he's like, man, this is crazy to see. Like, everything is like so electric and the energy. Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I got to get used to this. This is awesome.
We lose the muses. Yeah. Like, we lost Fox.
Fox Muse is gone. Fox Muse is gone. I saw him on the timeline.
Emotional
the other day.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those accounts
we gained
are,
Levine.
Those accounts are funny sometimes.
No, they're very funny.
Well, you see, because sometimes I'm like, yeah, love my time in Sacramento or whatever, but it's time for a new chapter. So hopefully this new city will be great for me.
Meanwhile, this person's in like Salt Lake City or
something.
Yeah,
brother, you're not De'Aaron Fox and you're not like insert basketball player. That's not you.
Keegan Muse got mad at me one time.
I think Malik Monk Muse is mad at me.
Why?
Well, because he I don't know if he's mad. He might have just been asking a question. He was like, because I tweeted a little bit about Kendrick yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think Malik Monk Muse was like, do you have any thoughts on Kanye? I don't see him on your timeline anywhere, brother.
What?
And I was like, yeah, I've made my opinion on Kanye clear a long time ago. Like, no Twitter Nazi-filled rant that he can go on now is going to, like, influence the way I feel the exact same way about him. Mm. I don't know if Malik Muse has responded yet.
Yeah.
And maybe he wasn't mad. Maybe he was just genuinely curious. Yeah. But I read it in a tone, Malik Monk Muse. I read it in a tone.
Shout out to Monk Muse and shout out to Keegan Muse.
Is there a Kobe Jones Muse?
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you get a Muse? Is there a KC Muse out there?
I don't know. I don't know. There might be a D'Lo Muse. I think I'd
probably be D'Angelo Russell.
The new D-Lo. D-Lo on the radio.
Real D-Lo. Wow.
I think, no lie, I think I saw LaRavia Muse. I don't know if somebody was being funny.
Oh, okay, that's a win.
It's the LaRavia Muse over the weekend. And shout out to Kings Muse.
Never forget when Stat Muse turned off the replies because the Kings fans jumped him on Twitter.
Oh, beat their
ass. What happened?
Yeah,
remember why. I just remember they got jumped pretty bad on Twitter.
Wait, who got jumped?
Stat Muse.
Yeah, turned off the replies. Dude, they were tweeting out.
Because they kept tweeting out the record with like Halliburton not there. And then I think the Kings went off and they wouldn't tweet the record. And people were lighting him up.
It definitely had something to do with Tyrese. That sounds about right.
We're lighting him up.
We were getting reveals of who ran the account and everything. No one was safe.
Sacramento
That's
fans.
An all-time Kings Twitter moment.
Sacramento fans be jumping people.
Well, shout out Jalen and Jacoby.
Yeah,
they got Jacoby got his ass whipped pretty bad.
Remember JJ got mad like when he after.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Kings fans, I see you. Good for you.
I wonder how it has to be if they continuously get acknowledged. Like, we don't hear anybody say, "All right, Hornets fans, I hear you." Like. I guess they don't do nothing on Twitter. But Kings fans on Twitter, they get active. Sometimes too active, but they get active.
They just fighting for their squad.
Yeah.
Just fighting for their squad.
Oh, yeah, Gilbert. Nope. They got Gilbert.
Did they get Gilbert?
They got Adam.
I don't know. I do not pay attention to that human being at
they
all.
They got at Gilbert.
That show is a collection of some of the worst basketball takes you'll ever hear.
I just don't understand that, dude.
Antonio Harvey got at he didn't get at Gilbert, but he set the record straight.
Antonio ain't scared.
Tone.
He'll go at Pop.
Tone said, have you seen Sarah Hodges IG?
Well, he's not wrong. Have you seen anyone associated with Sarah Hodges and their IG?
I don't know, man. I'll just be looking at basketball clips.
Okay.
So, man.
I think I've seen you. Well, never mind. So, this doesn't happen very often, but we saw a trade rescinded. Mm. I actually... So it's the Mark Williams Dalton Connect Lakers Hornets deal. Mm-hmm. Guess Mark Williams didn't pass his physical. And it's so fascinating. I genuinely feel bad I feel bad for the Lakers. I mean, you can't do anything now. Yeah, it's like it's over.
Yeah, the trade deadline.
Like the fact that it takes these deals so long to go through, and when something like this happens, it's just like we're stuck.
Right.
There's not. I mean, the Hornets don't care. The Hornets aren't going anywhere. The Lakers clearly saw this as an important component to what they were doing, because they made sure to note publicly that in some way, shape, or form, Luka signed off on this. Mm-hmm. And I think LeBron was in that conversation as well. So I think the type of center that Luka likes to play with, LeBron gives the thumbs up. The deal gets done. Pretty big, you know, trade, considering Dalton Connect had played pretty well for him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, no, not happening.
And it's over.
And then Dalton Connect puts his Lakers jersey back on. Yeah. And the Lakers still have that 231 pick, 2031 pick, which was their big kind of prize possession, so to speak.
Yeah. I wondered at the time, like, how bad must the physical have been? Like, does he have degenerative issues in his knee or something like that? Yeah. Like, to the point where it's like, nah, we can't even go through with this trade. Because mm-hmm. there was a part of me that said, all right, like, if he's got a sore ankle that we weren't aware of or something, and I know it's more complicated than that, but all right, man, just push the deal through. We'll work him. We'll get him here. We'll rehab him, and we'll work through this. But how bad could the failure of the physical have been, where it's like, yeah, we can't even take a chance?
I gotta go back and double check, but if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't just like one thing they found on the physical either. Like, he had multiple issues, I believe. Mm. Where it wasn't like, I don't think it was like one, like, seriously, like, oh, he can't play right now or anything like that, but it's like, I kept seeing like, oh yeah, he's not gonna be, like, they don't think he could play be their guy like 5 years from now and stuff like that.
Mm. No, that's all Nico did in Dallas.
Yeah. Come on, man.
That's all he did.
Come on, man. My guy at The Athletic, whose name I constantly get wrong.
The Lakers Javon, guy?
Yeah. He said, Mark Williams, he hadn't done his physical yet, but they vetted his medical records and didn't have concerns because he didn't have any surgeries, and they wrote the individual injuries off as flukes. But once they put him through a physical, they saw red flags they hadn't seen before and decided they were out.
Mm.
They were out. Dalton Connect, welcome back to the Lakers. I know you guys, I was so disappointed that I didn't get to be a part of this. I know you and Eddie cooked on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Eddie, man. Yeah.
KD is pissed. Man. And he, it's not like, I mean, and Kevin Durant is the type of person who will just come out and go, yeah, like, yeah, I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. He used different language today.
Mm. Oh, he said something today?
Kevin Durant on the Suns trade rumors.
I missed it.
It's just part of the business, man. Everybody's bought and sold in this league. Everybody can be up for auction.
Jeez.
So I understand that it's just about getting back on the court and trying to play the game that I love. You start using words like that, yeah, he's pissed.
You think he's gone?
Absolutely.
Summer KD.
Absolutely. He's out.
Why even explore that if you're the Suns? Why would you go like, oh yeah, maybe let's try and trade KD?
I had one person familiar with the league, like, talking to them during the trade time. And we were talking about, because we thought KD was going to the Warriors. And we were talking like, I think KD's going to the Warriors. Like, here's what's going on. And the next day, it was like, nah, this is actually way worse. He's staying with the Suns. Jimmy's going to the Warriors, blah, 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 blah. And the only response I got to that was, I couldn't stand Ishbia.
Mm.
It's like, oh, okay. Mm. So my man moving a little funny early in his tenure. But I think one component that we hadn't thought about is Ishbia's first big move. Like that, like we talk about the new owner urge. You got to do something to make a splash. Mm-hmm. Ishbia was the Kevin Durant, but you know, Brad Beal, all that stuff. People forget Mark Cuban's not the owner of the Dallas Mavericks anymore.
Yeah.
They have a new owner too.
And he spoke over the weekend too.
Did he? Mm-hmm. And someone took notice. The King took notice.
Where the hell was I at?
Yeah,
the
King took notice. He had a, I don't know if, I think he put it on social media somewhere. Somewhere about something about if a clown inherits a palace, he's not a king, or it's not a palace, it's a circus, or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But it was clearly in response. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's defending his new teammate. It was clearly in response to what the Dallas Mavericks owner said, who I legitimately forgot he's a new owner too.
Yeah, and who knows what that situation's all about and how that'll play out. You know, they got people. I couldn't imagine this. I think it's a pipe dream, but I heard it immediately, and I hadn't heard it before, but I guess it had been word out there, is that there's belief that the ownership and all this other stuff want to move the team to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine taking the Mavericks out of Dallas at this point. You know how long they've been there. They've won a championship. They've been to finals. You've got a Dirk Nowitzki. I can't imagine that. But a lot of people, when I was, had my ear to the street of Dallas, you know, after everything, they were like, man, just take this team. Fine. If that's what you want to do, just take them, because this is ridiculous. Like, really? That's the conversation? Who knows what this guy's.
So he did address that over the weekend.
Mm.
Again, you could do whatever you want with it, but he said there's absolutely no, he's not moving the team to Las Vegas. He's not taking the team out of Dallas. Mm. Again,
I thought the owner,
I'm not going to be the coach of Alabama. Like these things get said,
right?
But he did address
it. Deep there, pal.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My bad. I forgot.
Don't worry. Debo's on the way. Don't worry.
Well, actually, I'm out on Debo too.
Well, we'll talk about it, but that's your man's. That's my man's, though. I'm going to miss Debo.
Wait a minute. That's his man's?
No.
Yeah, he wanted Debo.
Not anymore.
Oh, you're out?
Yes.
Wait, didn't we have a Debo Tyreek Hill trade
we
worked
did,
out?
We did.
You guys never agreed. I was always
you're
down.
You're backing out of the deal?
Yes.
Wow.
Too late.
No, you never Hornets agreed. GM. You never agreed. He's kind of old and slow at this point.
Too late. You'll see him report to OTAs very soon.
Jesse doesn't want him anymore now that he's been granted permission for a trade. It's like Jesse thought the girl was real cute when she was married, but now that she's single, it's like, she's not that.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me. Eagles fan, Debo Samuel.
Yeah, big Eagles fan. Big A.J. Brown fan. That's his man's in them. I thought the person who took over the Mavericks, and obviously in these situations it's collective of people, but I thought it was a woman. Is that her husband that's talking or something?
Maybe. Who?
Might be a Denise de Barlow, John York situation. I don't know. But I thought it was
that's definitely
powerful.
A guy. Patrick Dumont.
Well yeah. You know, maybe it's the family, because I remember they were saying she's like a powerful Las casino owner or something like that.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I don't think it's the Addison family, I think. Like they're associated with the Addison family.
Gotcha. I mean, it's neither here nor there. I just always thought that's the name that I remember hearing first. Al B in the chat said
Adelson. I said Addison. Adelson.
He's her husband.
Miriam Adelson, the majority owner of Las Vegas Sands.
Would you guys rather have the 31-year-old with injury issues or the 25-year-old with conditioning issues?
The 25-year-old.
Yeah, if that guy
10 times out of 10. The 25.
I just like to point. It's just a stupid trade. Like, it's going to get worse and worse.
When you posed the idea of the Kings trading for Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago or whatever. He went for Luka Doncic. They traded that guy that Kings fans didn't even want for Luka Doncic. Oh, crazy.
That is insane. And then poor AD hurt immediately.
Well, he wasn't healthy when the trade was made.
Well.
But God bless it. Could you imagine if this is, and I hope it's not, AD's a great basketball player. Could you imagine, though, if this is like the beginning of his end and it just coincides with this trade to Dallas?
Oh, man. Man. We get people get their jokes off on AD. One of the greatest basketball players we've ever seen.
Oh, he's incredible.
You know what I mean? And even
one of the most unique.
You know, yeah. And even when, you know, we've been, you know, debating about his health and all this other stuff, last two seasons he's been crazy. Like we've had our qualms of like, oh, you're not showing Sabonis love, or, you know, he should be an all-star, he should be all NBA. We never said take AD off. He don't deserve it. Like you look at them numbers and it's like, well, no, he's all-star, he's all NBA. Find a way to put Sabonis on with him.
Yeah.
Not as because he's been that good.
Yeah. We'll have more on you have to. The story behind Lisa Salter's report on Joel Embiid yesterday was crazy. We'll have that for you. We'll get into this Patrick Mahomes conversation. We're trying to execute a trade for Deebo Samuel.
No.
Is Micah Parsons on the market? And then, of course, we'll get back to Keon Ellis and the Sacramento Kings. But if you're looking to put your house on the market, you need to hit up our people, yes, Johnny Jennings. At Made for More Realty. The real estate bar has been raised. You can avoid the hassle of selling and get at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
Big ups to my people over at Johnny Jennings. I talked about it a number of different times, but there was a different time when Denise, she had her house up for sale. She wasn't sure what she was going to be able to do and was she going to be able to get max value for her home. She got up with Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty. They took care of everything. Make sure she got max value. Make sure she got everything she needed. And it sold fast.
That's the thing right there. Yeah. They sell your home 27% faster than any other homes on the market. And they have a ton of features that are just part of what they do. The professional photos, the staging, all of that stuff, the home warranty, they have got you covered. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty, California, DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. Got more ahead here on ESPN 1320. It's a good point. We're not trading Jake the Snake for Luka Doncic. That's facts.
No, man. Jake the Snake plays basketball tonight.
Yes, he does.
Let's go.
The Jake the Snake era has begun.
Would it be too much of a deep cut for Scott Moak to play a little Jake the Snake after like a 3?
Like the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one would get it. I'm all for it. Have we even determined that that's his nickname, or did Jill just call him that and we're running with it?
I think Jill just called him that. We're running with it.
Well, then it's official then.
Yeah.
Isn't that how we do Jake nicknames here anyways?
Pretty much. Freeport. Nobody was calling him Freeport.
Yeah. Facts.
Then everybody was calling him Freeport.
That's facts.
Somebody tweeted me and called him Freeport Laravia. I said we got a new Freeport.
You just can't go handing out the Freeport nickname to everybody. Well, I guess the Freeport nickname is the new pizza guys.
That's facts. Who is Freeport right now? I don't think it's Laravia. Who is it?
Is it Jay?
I was gonna say something, but I don't know if we got
say it.
I was gonna say is it Devin, but Devin's not even here anymore.
Stockton now.
He's not even here. Now, in all seriousness, I think that was I don't know how long he could just be back up when they come back, but I think he does need some time. Oh, that's a good call.
But he never plays.
Yeah,
what about Jonas? Call.
No.
We're sure?
No. Jonas,
paid.
He might be Galt.
All right, so
like somewhere in like the where James lives.
Right.
So like, part of this criteria, you're going to make less than $5 million then?
Yeah,
we'll
you broke. Somebody said Isaac Jones. That's a good call. That's a good call. Isaac Jones
Isaac
might
Jones?
Be
okay. Isaac Jones. Okay. Isaac Jones. Right. Okay.
He moved into that duplex on
Isaac Jones, the new Freeport.
Yeah. It's not Trey Lyles.
No.
He's too paid.
No. Yeah. Man's marrying a soccer player too, man. He's good. It's Isaac Jones. That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Yeah, and like I said, Devin. Look, what he could be. It could be like they did with Kobe Jones. He'll be back up and back and forth. But
Devin ain't Freeport. Devin's dad was in the league. He can't be Freeport.
He's on his own now.
You got to have humble beginnings. Nah.
He's on his own
nah,
now.
Nah. He can't have Freeport. No.
Elk Grove Carter.
That's a little better. He out there in Kenny's neck of the woods. Where the truly, truly elite live.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Let's get TC in here. 916.
No, don't zip by that. What are you talking about?
916.
Where do you live?
909-1320. What's up, TC?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Not much, man. What's going on with you, TC?
Oh, man, just vibing. Glad that the boys found themselves, man, and was able to get that dub the other night, man. Hey, once it clicks, it's going to be scary, y'all, for sure.
I hear you. Oh, you're not a believer, huh, D-Lo?
I just want to see it click. That's all. I just want to see it
click.
I
hear you. No, I do hear you on that.
I got you, D-Lo. And also, like, this ain't towards you guys, bro, but, like, a lot of everybody going to fan how they going to fan, bro. We already said we're going to leave five alone and move on, bro. We have to stop acting like this was like Michael Jordan we traded away, bro. And we keep trying to grade this trade talking about, is it adding up? Bro, we got three good players. We're going to move on it and do it moving and keep it trucking, bro. We can't keep acting like we traded Michael Jordan away. That's all I got to say, dog.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what he's talking about.
TC is venting about other people still talking about the trade.
It's okay, TC. They can talk about whatever they want to.
Yeah, and other people are going to. We're in the content business. We're in the news business indirectly. Mm-hmm. This is the story. Like, what goes on with San Antonio the rest of the year? What goes on with De'Aaron for the rest of his career is part of the story. They're connected, much like Halliburton is. Now, we don't have to harp on it. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to spend as much time as we did last week on it.
That's right.
But it's gonna always be part of the story, always.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add to it. Like, if there is something, if there's something approaches about De'Aaron that we need to talk about, we'll talk about it. But like, there's nothing to add to it. Part of what kept the Tyrese Domas conversation going so long is because Tyrese, I think, himself obsessed over it for a little while, and then because Tyrese kept talking about it, people wanted to talk about it with him. So it dragged on a lot longer than it needed to. I don't think De'Aaron's going to reference the Sacramento Kings again. I can't think of a reason that we reference De'Aaron Fox again, other than if we're just talking about stuff that happens in the league. The San Antonio Spurs are going to be a focal point of the league for a decade and some change. So as long as De'Aaron's there, that'll be a part of the conversation. But that's part of a league conversation, not a De'Aaron Fox conversation. This isn't going to drag out the same way because I just don't believe De'Aaron is going to talk about the Kings the way that with the frequency that Tyrese Halliburton did.
And Tyrese was a unique situation as well, because there was nobody was talking about him. Then all of a sudden he was maybe the best American born player in the game. Like, wait a minute, where were all you guys? We always said a lot of the times, like, yeah, Tyrese did some interviews and he said some things or whatever. But our frustrations was never with Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
It was how he was being viewed and how people were talking about him. We're like, yo, you never talked about him like this when he was here in Sacramento. Now all of a sudden he's this untouchable point guard and all this other stuff. That was like confusing, baffling to us. But also I think one thing that happened as well is like once, and it's just interesting how these things go down. Once Tyrese came back to Sacramento, it seemed like things were done after that. He came back here. He played. He got the a good response.
Mm-hmm.
You got that out the way. And remember, we didn't really get that for almost a year because he was traded at the deadline. We were already done playing with Indiana. So he came back here, and it's good. Mark, the good thing about Fox and everything that's going on is in a few weeks, he'll be back here. He'll have that. And I think even more so than now, things will really be done at that point. Like, it's all whatever at that
point. Kings better win that damn game, though, I'll tell you that.
I need that.
Skid Leazy in here, 916-909-1320. Leazy! Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say all that. Showed
them
some love earlier. Do the moniker of Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, I can't have a voice of my own. Oh, okay.
Fly, Super Bowl, Eagles,
see
fly.
See what you started?
Look, our boy. He's happy. Let him be happy.
Yeah. I'm excited. H-A-L is back. I'm very happy today. Hey, D-Lo and KC, in the words of Ric Flair, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. Shout out to Jalen Hurts, who everyone counted out. Shout out to Sirianni. I know he can be annoying. And it's gonna be sad if we lose Kellen Moore. I'm just gonna put that out there right now.
That's happening, huh?
Saints?
Yeah.
Lord.
You got Vic there, though.
But Yeah. He did his thing, man. Hey, guys, just two questions. I'm going to keep it Kings-related and Super Bowl-related. For the Super Bowl, which victory do you think is better, beating Brady, the Nick Foles one, or beating Mahomes? And then for Kings, I really want to see the Kings get Reggie Jackson. I want to see him kind of like organize the offense, sort of like Fred VanVleet. But I'm nervous if you guys get Reggie Jackson, that's another good player. And what's that going to do to the rotation? Because people are already talking about Keon, and then you add another guy. So I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about if we got Reggie Jackson.
Appreciate you, Leezy. Congratulations to your Philadelphia Eagles. It much like sound. Matthew, I give you the salute and all this other stuff.
It does not sound genuine at all.
Well, it's what I said. It's good for him, good for them.
Say it with some feeling next time.
Anyways.
Yeah, do it with a smile.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, nothing to smile about. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm congratulating, saluting these guys, you know, that are fans of the Little Eagles, Super Bowl champions. All right, cool, but keep it moving.
It's the angriest congratulations in history.
Oh, Little Eagles.
Is it being said or not? It's being said, so that's all that matters.
I think that's how apologies work.
If
you apologize to Jasmine in this tone, she would throw you out of the house. There's no feeling behind it. You don't mean it. That's what it boils down to. You don't mean it.
If the Cowboys ever won something, that's how it would be, and that's just how it would be.
I don't think you'd be like that at home.
That's just how it would be.
KC crashing at D-Lo's house again. Your house would be turned up. That's so funny, though. If the Cowboys win,
well, that was
hey, shout
that
out
me,
KC.
Baby. That was me. Funny. That was me. That was D-Lo. That was me, baby. That was me. Funny. Don't get mad at me. I might have been thinking it. He said it. As far as Reggie Jackson goes, they got Deshaun Nix from the G League over the weekend. I liked his game. I liked him as a prospect. But I think that might be their look. He's on a 10-day, so who knows how long that'll be. But that might be what they try out as having a point guard on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll see. Reggie, I like Reggie Jackson's game. I don't know if that's exactly what they're looking for. I think they're looking for a younger person for that role to just break glass in the case of emergency for the point guard stuff.
Well, was that supposed to be Devin Carter?
It definitely was supposed to be Devin Carter, which is also another miscast because, yeah, I'm a one-man Wolfpack, but I never thought he was a point guard. Like, and they would be like, you drafted a point guard.
You're
no,
not a one-man Wolfpack. I'm questioning if the man is a basketball player at this point.
Hmm. Mm.
Like, you got a first-round pick. You're begging for help. You're begging for depth. You got a first-round pick, who you couldn't play for 6 months and now can't play because he's not very good. It's a black mark on the front office right now. It's a bad look, and I'm hoping it turns around because the Kings need a player like him. There are times with him where you go like, okay, I see it. It is raw, but I see it. And then there's times where it's like, God damn it. Can you get his ass off of the floor? And and Doug has gone with the second approach more often than he's gone with the first.
Yeah.
Because he has to. Like, this team's got to find a way to, you can't create a rookie learning curve out there when you're barely a .500 basketball team desperately trying to win games.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.